USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says a judge's order lifting the federal mask mandate on public transportation is a disappointing decision.
The CDC continues recommending wearing a mask in public transit.
Psaki saying the Justice Department will make a decision on whether to challenge the order. A federal judge in Florida, appointed by former President Donald Trump, struck down the mask mandate for airlines, trains, subways, and buses, saying the CDC overstepped its authority by ordering and extending the requirement. State Department spokesman Ned Price is calling Russia's attack on Lviv despicable aggression against Ukrainians. Price adding the assaults are a campaign of terror. He also echoed the Pentagon in that the attacks are targeting military and military-adjacent installations. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A new study is out taking a look at the affordability of owning a home.
According to Fannie Mae's most recent national housing survey, houses are affordable. The catch? If you already own one. 92% of homeowners say that their current home is affordable. The reason they're more affordable? 9 out of 10 mortgages in America carry an interest rate of less than 5%. Now, thanks to inflation, 5% is the official starting level of a 30-year fixed mortgage. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House is announcing a second global COVID summit on May 12th. The virtual summit will highlight ongoing efforts to end the pandemic and address future international health threats. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he will speak to his health team Tuesday when asked if he will consider bringing back the school mask mandate and key to New York City vaccination requirement program. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is expected to cut economic growth across the globe this year. That's according to the World Bank, which now expects the economy to grow by 3.2%. That's down nearly a full percentage point. Higher costs for food and fuel are also to blame for the slower than expected growth. Americans are shelling out more to heat their homes with natural gas this spring. Figures show U.S. natural gas prices hitting their highest level since 2008 this week, just as forecasts are calling for cooler than usual temperatures. Industry group EBW Analytics says the weather shift has sent the U.S. market into overdrive. Natural gas prices are up more than 100% for the year as Russia's war on Ukraine causes a global energy crunch. A gruesome discovery was found in New York City on Sunday.
A mother of two was found dead inside of a duffel bag off a popular walking path in a New York City park right near her home. Orsoya Gal, 51, had been found covered in blood inside the duffel bag at around 8 in the morning by a man who was walking his dogs near Forest Park in the Forest Hills neighborhood of Queens. Police followed a trail of blood back to her home. They found a 13-year-old son was there alone, and he told police he didn't know where his mother was. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.